Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The patenting process in the field of biotechnology is presenting new issues. Kirsten Matthews, fellow in science and technology policy at Rice University, discusses this complicated issue.
In June 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the case the Association for Molecular Pathology versus Myriad Genetics that naturally occurring genes are unpatentable. Until the Supreme Court's decision, Myriad Genetics was the only company in the United States that could legally conduct diagnostic testing for BRCA1 and 2, genes that are linked to familial breast and ovarian cancer. The court decision to overturn the patent now opens up the field for new and improved diagnostic tests for these two breast cancer genes. The Myriad Genetics case also highlights questions about the current patent system and provides opportunities for improvement. Today, approximately 500,000 patents are filed every year in the U.S., and this number is growing. Patent officers are overwhelmed, and the process from filing a patent to approval now takes over 2 years. Currently, there is no outside review of patents before they are granted, and there are not many opportunities to challenge patents once they have been granted. The options that are available are costly and mostly limited to long, drawn-out lawsuits. Such lawsuits could be prevented by implementing simple changes to the system, including having outside review of patents, reforming the rules of patent licensing to minimize restrictive practices, and requiring more detailed patent descriptions to prevent expensive and disruptive lawsuits. The Myriad case helped refine the biotechnology patent landscape by showing the limits of what biotechnology can and should be patented. This decision will help spur innovation by allowing new research and technology to enter the market without one player dominating the field.
That was Kirsten Matthews of Rice University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.